is Bird Note. Hear this bird? It's a jay, and it's blue. But this is a Steller's jay, not a true blue jay with a capital B. The bona fide blue jay is primarily a bird of the east, or east of the Rocky Mountains at least. Of the many jays in the U.S., these are the only two that sport crests. These jays have similar personalities. Both are raucous and have a bit of a reputation for being bad boys. 19th century zoologist Thomas Nuttall wrote of the Steller's jay that they are as watchful as dogs, and that they come round, follow, peep at, and scold you. And Mark Twain said the blue jay hasn't any more principle than an ex-congressman, and he will steal, deceive, and betray 4 times out of 5. Like their larger cousins, the crows and ravens and magpies, blue jays and Steller's jays are intelligent opportunists. They've adapted to living near people, and they are the masters of the backyard bird feeder. Both have good memories, and they are not shy about asking for a handout. Compare photos of these two birds and hear them again at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Good afternoon. Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquim, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download on the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, and I'm your host, Katie. Thanks for tuning in on this fine Tuesday afternoon. I'm so excited to hang out and talk and play a couple really cool songs, so thanks for sticking around. This week I have some really cool Canadian artists, some newly released albums, and just some all-around thoughts and discussions on sound and music and such. So stick around to hear all about it. Up first, here is Honest by Castlebeat.
I cannot talk into myself. in the home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronics Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
Swag. That was just Strawberry Moon by Apollo Ghosts on their newest album, Amethyst. So fun, so cool. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy to be here. Apollo Ghosts is a very cool alternative rock band from Nanaimo, BC, and I've been listening to them for a while, and I think they're pretty cool. I like their sound, and I like that they have some really great tones that does somehow, like, give island. I like that. And I was playing some Castle Beat earlier, and I know I play Castle Beat a lot, but I just really like them. They have such a very fun and unique sound that I like, and that it, like, it's just, like, really cool, fun tones that, like, are kind of, like, nonsensical, like, lyricism that I, like, I love. So, and just, like, almost, like, bland tones, but, like, they're just fun in a way that makes it, like, cool. Yeah, I do know. Anyway, Castle Beat just came out with a new album called Gloomjoy, with Gloomjoy, and it's very slow, and it has very similar toned, it's a very similar toned album, but it's really nice for, like, a long walk in the rain, or, like, watching the sunset or whatever, and, like, you want to feel like you're just the main character, indie movie moment, you know, like, this is a very good album for that. You're just kind of, like, sulking in your, life, and just, it's kind of nice. I don't know. It's kind of comforting. Not a very, like, woo, party type of album, but it's more of a, and, like, sitting and digesting type of album, which You gotta have a balance. You can't just be party rocking your whole life. I mean, you can, but then the party rocking won't feel as party rocking. You know, you've got to give it some gloom joy. Anyway, yeah, very sultry, very fun, and I'll play it. I'm gonna play their new album, like a few songs. Ooh, from their new album, and then I'll play some other like similar toned. Oh, okay, cool. Music. But I'm trying to find it right now because I'm a silly goose. Interesting. Okay, so yeah, hold on 1 second. Here is Stuck by Castleby and Gloomjoy.
Thank you. episode.
Gorgeous. That was just 142 by Innerwave on their album. Ooh, what album is this? Oh, I know. It's Sun Transmissions. Very cool, very fun. And I just quickly wanted... Oh, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. I just wanted to quickly hop on here in between songs to discuss the tragedy that occurred on Saturday, the 26th of April, in the evening during the Lapu Lapu Festival in Vancouver. I just wanted to acknowledge that and discuss the importance of Lapu Lapu Day within the Filipino community, as Lapu Lapu Day honors Datu Lapu Lapu, the Filipino leader who defeated Magnilian in 1521, the first resistance against colonization. In 2023, British Columbia officially recognized April 27th to celebrate the contributions of Filipino Canadians, one of the province's largest immigrant groups. And I think it's important to remember what Lapu Lapu Day means to the Filipino community. And this is such a horrific, tragic event that occurred. And I just wanted to give out some love and support links or aid to any community or people that have been affected by this tragedy within the CJSF radio link or bio. I think even on our website at cjsf.ca or on CJSF Music or CJSF Talk on Instagram, you can check the link, and there is a few Lapu Lapu Day aid links you can follow. You can donate blood via the Canadian Blood Service that helps a lot of the people affected by this tragedy, and you can donate blood and check out Canadian Blood Services at blood.ca. And then we also have a link for Filipino emergency response resources that have a few more links to help the communities or people that have been affected. So I just wanted to hop on here and quickly discuss the importance of Lapu Lapu Day and a few links and ways to help, or if you're in need of aid or help, to follow or reach out with. So go check out those links if you are they're on cjsf.ca, on the internet, or CJSF Talk or CJSF Radio on Instagram. Within the link in our bio, you can check out some Lapu Lapu Day.